I have strong evidence that you ran in the first one of these.
Yeah, I did.
And cool. So
I might not be able to stand up for this.
When you ran it the first time, had you even run a marathon?
No, never.
And what was it like? I mean,
is this on?
Well, actually, it is.
It was great because, you know, I think we all felt that first year that if Guru, you know, had sort of asked us to run the 47, we had the capacity. I mean, Guru would give us the capacity, and there was no doubt. And I tell you what, the marathon, which I'd never passed before, the marathon distance, never passed before, it felt like a breeze. It was nothing almost. And then, of course, it gets a little harder as you go on. But it was quite a special time.
I mean, for everybody who did it that year, it's a combination of kind of pain and joy. Or I mean, what kind of adjectives would you like to throw in there to describe the whole mix of what it was like?
I mean, the physical suffers. There's no doubt about it. You know, you get out there towards the 30-mile mark, which is totally unknown. I mean, even the marathon, that, as I said, was unknown to us. But the 30-mile area, I remember us getting all these tips from people like Ted Corbett and all of the great, you know, there's New York ultra-distance runners who really knew what was going on. So the weeks prior to that were all, you know, a lot of information going in. But then we had to turn it into something practical, like actually finishing the race. And, you know, regardless of what the body was going through, there was a joy pervading, I think, everyone. Just the fact that we were out there doing it for Guru's birthday. You know.
No, I think by looking back at the film, you actually finished with Kishore. The two of you came in together, or
yeah, I think I'm not sure in my own mind whether it was the first year we did that or the second year, but regardless, that year was fantastic because Kishore and I ran together the whole way, and it certainly was very tough. We had quite a few people, you know, putting the pressure on us near the end, and I think we came like equal fourth in that year, and then of course the next year I never saw Kishore again. He just went on to win the 50 miler.
But now, in perspective, how does something like running 47 miles fit into the spiritual life? What context, how does it work?
I guess when we first became disciples, for us it was just listening to what Guru said. And if Guru said, this is good for your spiritual life, I mean, you know, you have to have faith in your spiritual master. And of course, you realize it's the making of you, these types of events. You know, to be able to go out there, do something you've never done before, really transcend your physical and mental limits. And that's, you know, that's something that really can't be taken away. It's something you've achieved and something that's deep within you, always, you know.
Okay, so tonight, here it is. It's, well, doing the math, 33 years later, and you did the first lap.
I did. I walked it, you know, and my feet these days aren't up to, you know, much more than this, so it's...
So what was it like to walk a lap there for you?
Oh, it was great, really. Just, well, standing at the starting line, feeling Guru's presence, knowing it's his birthday, I was just pulled along, and it was really quite a special feeling. You see people, you know, that really shouldn't be out here. They're past their use-by date, like me, but it's great, you know. Nishtha, you know, she's just been in hospital and God knows what, and suddenly and there she is.
And the neat thing is, of course, here it is, it's still going on 33 years later.
Yeah,
there's a whole new crop.
Yes.
I don't know how many. I think there was 31 or 33 or something the first year. And there were just, even that number of, doesn't even make up half the number of girls who are running this. Still, here it is, on Guru's 80th birthday.
Yeah. It's great that it's continuing. I mean, and it will. There's no doubt. This has become an institution. You know, it's... You know, as long as Guru's consciousness is on Earth, which I'm sure will remain till Earth disappears into the cosmos, this race will go on.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Wilfred.